Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Every Friday after the 5:30 news this summer, we're bringing you Destination Illinois. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Destination Illinois takes a look at unique attractions, neighborhoods, or landmarks across the state. And this week, we're exploring the Children's Discovery Museum in downstate Normal. To tell us more about Destination Illinois and the museum is the Director of Museum Experiences and Engagement, Shelley Hanover. Shelley, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Steve. Hey, I'm doing great. I really appreciate being on today.
Oh, absolutely. My days of children's museums are behind me, but boy, we spent some great quality time at a few of them. What's the highlight of yours?
Oh, gosh, that's a really hard question. It's almost like picking your favorite child. But I would say a couple signature exhibits that we have here are our climber, which is a two-story hanging architectural art piece that kids and adults actually can climb through the exhibit up from the second floor to the third floor. And then we also have paint wall exhibit on our third floor where kids and parents are encouraged to actually paint on these giant windows.
Oh.
It's a little bit naughty, but it's a lot of fun.
I can imagine that's huge fun. And that's the beauty of it. So when you're raising, when your kids are young, you're always trying to find things to do. And a lot of them don't end up being, I'm going to use the word educational, but that's not, don't help kids explore things. And that's kind of the beauty, right, of children's museums.
Absolutely. So children's museums really are designed to foster a sense of wonder in children, investigative skills. What we like to say is that children's museums are no-risk learning environments. So there's no expected outcome from a teacher or a facilitator in most of the exhibit areas. Kids and parents can just dive in and play, and if something doesn't work right the first time, they can try it over again until they finally, you know, make whatever is supposed to happen happen, or design or create something so that it's their outcome that they're choosing.
You know, I like that. I hadn't considered that before, but there are no expectations. We're talking to Shelley Hanover of Destination. We're talking to Shelley Hanover, the Director of Museum Experiences and Engagement at the Children's Discovery Museum in Normal. That's kind of a nice thing. The kids can go to what they want to learn, do it, and they're not worried about a teacher or parent looking over their shoulder.
Correct. And we really encourage our families to spend as much time in each exhibit area as they want. We've got some parents that are a little more antsy about moving from exhibit space to exhibit space than the kids are. But if you really do it right at the Children's Museum, you might spend, an hour and a half at the water table trying something out, trying it again. For us, our water table, we've got a dam and lock system where kids can move some boats through. We also have a build-your-own fountain area with some PVC pipes, and kids spend a lot of time in that space just trial and error. You know, they'll build something, it doesn't work exactly the way they want, or they'll try a new model out to see what happens next. And we really encourage that with our families, just to, slow down, just take some time and just enjoy those moments when the kids are really kind of engaged in those activities.
You know, Shelley, it's so funny you say that. I'm sitting high above the Chicago River here, and just over my left shoulder is Lake Michigan and the Chicago River locks. And I still haven't quite figured them out, so I could have used more time at your museum in Normal, I think.
I love our water table, and I play in that lock and dam area quite a bit because I love just to make the boats go really fast through that space. And, I don't quite get it all either.
That's so funny. Shelley Hanover with the Illinois Children's Discovery Museum in Normal. So you've been closed for a while. I would imagine some kids had some pent-up energy. What's it like to see the kids back in the museum?
Yeah, so our museum, a lot of museums in Illinois, were closed for about 14 months. We reopened to our members on May 1st, and then we opened back up to the general public on Memorial Day weekend. And our families have flooded us coming back.
Really?
They have been thrilled to have the museum and the museum experiences back open to be able to play and engage in. While we were closed, we spent our time a couple of ways. We packed about 12,000 activity kits that we sent across the community to our families that we could not engage with personally. So we were happy to reach out and touch families that way. And then we also were working on a brand new exhibit that we constructed and installed during COVID, which just happened to be a medical exhibit.
Oh.
I know. Timing was everything on that one. And so our families, when they got to return to the museum, got to experience this brand new exhibit right away and noticed the changes and that sort of thing. So we were happy to provide that.
That's Shelley Hanover from the Children's Discovery Museum in Normal, Illinois. That's our destination, Illinois, for this week. You can learn more about the Discovery Museum at WGNradio.com. It's all brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. And now here's Mary with a look at the weather and traffic.